Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
It'll be fun to watch.
Let's see.
But okay. That's next week. Looks but like because
it's still on Netflix.
Because of my dyslexia. Wow.
Something about
I can't say words.
What's wrong with you?
Jesus yeah. Christ.
Joey's got dyslexia.
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 Dyslexia. I said Joey's the wrong got
Licks Dixia. I don't know
the wrong title for next week, and so we're watching Super Troopers instead of Black Scorpion 2.
Brothers, sisters, gender resistors. We're drinking tonight, boys. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Book Rundown presents Comic Book Rundown.
Rundown,
right?
Reviews.
Yeah, Rundown Reviews. There we go.
Drinking already?
Maybe. I am the man who has done this introduction, and more importantly, gets to laugh at Joey because he's fucking stupid. Ha ha! Joey's dumb. He pronounced the title of the movie wrong, and we made him pay for it by making us then watch Super Troopers.
Did we actually make him pay for it, or did he get a reprieve from having to watch Black Scorpion 2 on a shady Russian site?
I mean, again, we couldn't technically find that anywhere legally. So I think
did we check archive? Did you check archive?
I did not check archive, but
it's probably on archive.
Might
if we
be,
look hard enough.
But I also didn't really feel like looking hard enough.
That's fair.
If I'm being honest, after the first one, I'm fine.
I mean, I kind of want to see it now, but at the same time, I feel like what we did watch is probably the same equivalent of how I'm going to feel.
Well, like, I know Black Scorpion, like, the first movie was...
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so you can get it on Amazon for $45.
Fuck that. What?
The DVD.
Are you sure that's not the series?
It said Black Scorpion 2, so I don't know. I wouldn't pay $3 for it.
So. Yeah, exactly. Because they made a TV series out of that project.
Yeah, so we saw that because I think when I first tried watching the movie, I watched an episode of the show instead.
Oh, fun!
Yeah,
I love that for you.
Because then I was like, wait, this can't be right because it's almost over already. And then I clicked on the link that you had sent. One of you had sent in the.
I think I sent it.
Chat, and then I was like, whoa, this is not anything like what I watched at all. So,
yeah.
But we did get to watch a better movie. We got to watch Super Troopers. And I regularly quote from this movie, especially at work, because a lot of the times, like, you know, somebody will be like, hey, you okay? I'll be like, good enough to fuck your mother.
This movie, man. I know. So I actually watched this with Emily. Emily loves this movie. She was actually quoting it as we were watching it. Because she... It's a great movie.
Fantastic movie. Alfie came over while I was in the middle of watching it. Or no, before I'd started watching it, maybe. I don't remember. But I had stopped watching it for a little bit and was shooting the shit with her. And she's like, oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm like, look, I could probably just sit here and quote the movie without it even running at this point in time.
Yeah.
Because I remember when this first came out. Like,
yep.
Well, when it first came out on DVD. Because okay. I rented it from Star Video.
Oh, God.
And like we watched it, Jess and I did. So I guess it was 2002 when I watched it, somewhere on there. But we watched it, thought it was great. Ended up buying the movie because you know it was so good. And we watched it. Gosh, I've probably seen this movie at least 30 times.
Yeah, I think actually I just rewatched this movie not that long ago because I found it on Hulu randomly. I think. Last year or earlier this year, I'm like, oh yeah, Super Troopers. Hell yeah. I watched this one. I watched Super Troopers 2. It just got announced by the time everybody's listened to this a month ago, that Super Troopers 3 is in production. So, which is awesome. I'm also, like I was talking with Chuck earlier today, it's going to be very interesting considering, you know, the way that everything is nowadays, what they're going to do. But...
Oh, you mean to as far as, like, the way that they joke and the way that they...
Well, just the climate of...
Well, have you seen...
America.
Have you seen Tacoma PD?
Oh, Tacoma FD? Yeah. Dude, that show's amazing. I love that show.
See, and that was the same dudes, like...
Two of them. It was not associated with Broken Lizard. It was a Kevin and Steve, those two. It was just a them thing.
Yeah, just call them Mac and Farva, because nobody knows who you're talking about.
But that wasn't their names in the show. Anyway. But no, so yeah, those two, like that Tacoma FD was a great one. And I know they had a couple, like the other two would have been Foster and Rabbit showed up on the show, like randomly. But like I said, it wasn't a Broken Lizard thing technically. But there are, like, they definitely had some other projects. Like this was definitely their one that got them on the map. I know.
Yeah.
There actually was a movie that they had done prior to this. It was a very low budget, something small, but that came, like, they got released on DVD after they became a hit. I knew you could ask me that.
Shuttle. We looked it up.
Puddle Cruiser.
Puddle Cruiser.
So that came out in 1996. It was it premiered at Sundance Film Festival. It was a movie filmed entirely on the campus of Colgate University, which was the alma mater of all five members of the comedy quintet. It was released on DVD in December of 2005, which came out after Super Troopers and Club Dredd.
Oh, okay. Club Dredd is also pretty funny.
Club Dredd is another one I liked. And Beer Fest was probably, like, their peak. Beer Fest was probably the one that kind of got their, like, was a great movie. Really enjoyed it. And then things just kind of started falling. I don't want to say falling. Falling sounds bad. But definitely kind of took a turn. Like, they stopped. They
plateaued there.
Yeah. Because after that came the Slammin' Salmon, which
I've never seen that one.
I watched it, and Chuck, what did you call it again?
Oh, I just called it knockoff Waiting.
Exactly.
Which it
is.
If you've seen Waiting, you know all the jokes in it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of weird that they produced it. And I think it got a limited theatrical release, but pretty much was just right to DVD.
Yep.
Which was, like, kind of weird too for them, because I mean, they had essentially three huge movies. Like, I remember Club Dredd being, like, a really big movie. Mm-hmm. Beer Fest, that came out when I was in high school, and we all, like, thought that was, like, the maybe not as good as Super Troopers, but I was in middle school when Super Troopers came out. So Beer Fest was kind of our Super Troopers at that time.
Yeah, Beer Fest came out in 2006, but the problem with Beer Fest is that it had a $17.5 million budget, and it only made $20.4 million, so it didn't get a return.
Yeah,
it did. And I think
a $4 million return.
Yeah, but at that time, if it didn't make
I know
double its money, see it as a failure. So, especially in 2006.
I am curious to know what the DVD sales were for that, though. Because, that would have been, like, peak. Like, you may not go see the movie, but you definitely would have made your money back on DVDs.
Right. But yeah. I don't know. It doesn't say anything on Wikipedia, so I can't tell you on that one. But, yeah, but, like, after that, they kind of, I don't say went to obscurity, but they just kind of started doing their own little thing.
I really can't tell you any other movie that they released after that, except for Super Troopers 2.
Super Troopers 2 in 2018.
Because it was Kickstarted.
Yeah, they did the Kickstarter. Emily, I know, kickstarted that one. We went and saw that together. I bought a ticket to that. Then they had Tacoma FD from 2019 to 2023. Quasi was a Hulu original that's a Broken Lizard. It's basically the story of Quasimodo. It's a fun, I enjoyed it, but again, I like the Broken Lizard movies. So you might actually enjoy it.
I'll have to check that out. You said it's on Hulu?
It's on Hulu. It's dumb. It's very Broken Lizard.
Perfect.
But yeah. But that's their last one. That's the last one they did until Super Troopers 3 and probably next year or the year after. So.
God, I forgot this movie came out in 2001.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been because they did the announcement at the time we were recording. They did the announcement last week.
Ah.
And they are all looking so old.
Yeah, that's
Jay what's his name?
Thorny.
Like, he is nothing but gray. And it's like, man, it doesn't look right, you know? 25 years.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, so that's all the backstory. Because I'll be honest.
25 years ago, Joe, you didn't have any gray in here, and I didn't have any white in here, so.
3 years ago, I didn't have any gray in here.
Not true.
I've got pictures of 3 years ago.
There was some gray in there. Oh, yeah.
Not as much.
Okay, there you go.
But no, I don't have a lot of notes on this, though, sadly, because I just
loved watching the movie. Most of my notes are quotes. Like,
that's fair.
Because,
I do have a lot of, I got some trivia from IMDb, which I'll probably be going over. So we'll go ahead and go through what notes we have. We'll talk about what little bit we have from the movie, what we want to talk about, and then go from there. So kick it off there, Ron.
Beginning of the movie, you know, the two kids or the three kids smoking in the car, and they pull them over, and then, you know, spin back around, pull them back over again, then come back around the third time, you know. Hilarious. But the when Mac flies by him in the car, and they meet him in the bar, and he comes out, mm-hmm. and he's like, "You boys like Mexico?" And then takes off in the cop car, you know, after pretending to shoot him. Awesome. I say that a lot when I'm doing something stupid in the work truck. So, I quote it all the time. Or like the meow game. Like, there will be times when people will be laughing. I'll be like, "Meow, what is so goddamn funny?" Because it's just, you know, it's there. It's in your brain. Like,
it's what's great is that they bring that up in the second movie. Yeah, I mean, we've seen the second one, right? Right.
Yeah.
Chuck, you've seen the second one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So that gets brought up in the second one, and it's with Jim Gaffigan again. Like, he gets pulled over, and it's Foster going up to him, and they have the conversation about the meow conversation. And he's like, "God, I don't remember this guy. Did we actually pull him over? Did we do the meow thing to him?" It's really great. It's fun.
That is actually like that. That's good. I don't think I've ever seen the second one. I should probably watch it.
They're Canadian Mounties in the second one.
Yeah. Because the gist of the second one is there is a section of Canada that allegedly is part of, like, the maps get redrawn, and the section that is now part of America or part of
becomes part of Canada. I think.
Yeah. No. Part of Canada becomes part of America, and it's part of their jurisdiction. So they are going to be patrolling those highways, that area. And so it's them taking over. And so they're basically learning all the routes, but all the Canadians there basically don't want them there. And the Mounties are like against it naturally. Will Sasso's in it.
I like Will Sasso.
Will Sasso's great. Rob. Whoa, who is it? Rob. I can't remember his name. Can't remember his name.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry. It's not a bad one. Honestly, personally, I feel like it's just the first one again, just a little different, but it's fine. It's fun.
Yeah, I'd probably be pissed if I paid to bet, like Kickstarter, and it was the same movie again. But
what did Emily feel about it? She enjoyed it.
I mean, it'll never be the first one because the first one is peak. Like,
it came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
literally came out of nowhere. It's no different than like Paranormal Activity, just popping out of nowhere.
I never watched the original Paranormal Activity, and like. It just, I don't know. It never seemed like interesting to me because it's like, oh, yay, found footage.
Well, I bring that up. Well, Paranormal Activity or like Blair Witch, it reinvented the found footage genre. Now, I say reinvented, they tried to do it and there was definitely times where it worked. But then I think they went too far. Like Paranormal Activity went too far with.
Yeah, because aren't there like 45 of them or something?
There's like 7.
Yeah,
that's they stopped making sense after 3.
Yeah, no, they're all really bad. They progressively get worse. Yeah. As they go, there's 10.
7 or 8. No, there's not. There's a lot. There's more. There's another one supposedly being made right now. But what really got me, what the ones that made no sense was when they try to get in the modern, like in, I think one was made in 2010, and they were using the laptop screens, cameras. Bad. And it's like, that makes no sense. Makes zero sense.
It was bad.
So.
Looks like there's only 7 of them as of 2021.
Ha, I was right.
But there's like 14 spoofs of them, so.
Again, found footage movies became popular because of Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody, and I was explaining to them the whole, like, that my students have, who are college students, and they're like young Gen Z or like getting close to alpha, I guess now. I guess we're getting closer to alpha, but like really, really towards the end of Gen Z, and like they've never seen Sixth Sense, and they don't know what the twist is at the end.
Yeah, we've talked. And about I'm just that.
Like, yeah, and so like. Them having that ability to go back and rewatch that and essentially experience
it's not rewatching it, it's just watching it. They're experiencing
going and like experiencing it like how we did, yeah. Right? With never having it spoiled because nobody ever talks about it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blair Witch is not a movie that can happen like that anymore because it's so obvious that we know that it's not real. But at the time that came out, it like because the movie just kind of ends. Like,
yeah,
it literally does feel like you're just watching a home video. Like, it's really weird. And it's like that would you could never make something like that ever again.
And I remember there being like the whole promotion of, oh, we found this footage.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember that too. We put this together and we made the movie about it. Like, this was actual found footage. And we're just trying to honor the memory of these filmmakers. And I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be awesome. Like, I wanna see this. This is gonna be freaky as all get out. And then like I didn't get a chance to go see it in theaters. And then like a month later, I saw an interview on TV of the three actors. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, you motherfuckers.
This is bullshit. They got me.
Yeah.
So
they did.
They did.
So back to the movie that we watched.
Whatever. So, look, we are so close to Halloween season that we're talking spooky shit.
I know, it's exciting. I'm actually super excited for it. The German couple.
Oh, God.
That they pull over.
I mean, this is a Ron movie. Ultimately, this might as well have been Ron's birthday gift. You know what I mean?
That's next week.
That's true.
But no, so when they, you know, when he pulls him over, then they find out the car is stolen after he, you know, like frisks her up against the car and whatever.
Yep.
And they're going to get back in the car, and Thorny's like, all right, Arlo, climb over onto Uncle Rabbit's lap. And Rabbit's like, I don't think that's such a good idea, Thorny. The kid literally looks over, goes like this, and then looks back up and goes,
he's laughing. So, yeah, I do want to point that out, because, yes, the kid is, he's an okay actor in this one. But the background actors in this entire movie, I guarantee you that they just got their friends, non-union people, anybody they pulled off the street. Oh, sure, because yeah, there are times, like the one in particular is at the ceremony when Mac hits Farva, like punches Farva in the stomach, and Farva like doubles over there, and Mac walks out. There are two people in the background, like laughing and like doubling over, kind of thing, like because of what happened.
I mean,
if you watch the people in the background, they are watching the scene. They're not supposed to be, but they're watching all the scenes play out.
But I mean, realistically, if you saw somebody get sucked or, you know, slugged in the gut, like, you're going to be laughing.
Well, sure. But it's also that's just the one scene in particular. There's a scene in the diner when they're chugging the syrup. There's scenes at the ballpark. There's scenes everywhere. Like,
yeah, but if you were in a diner and you saw three grown dudes chugging syrup, you're telling me you wouldn't watch to see who won? Exactly. See, I would. I'd be like, especially like, first off, this was back before cops had a bad rap.
well, before we knew they had a bad
before
rap.
Before we as a conscious society, you know, realized that
before ACAB was a real big thing. Yeah.
Speaking of which, these are all bad cops, but that's neither here nor there.
Again, but like Carl Winslow, Reginald Bell Johnson is the only good cop. We said it on the show.
That's true. Yeah,
it's true. But that, I mean, everything that they do, I could see onlookers watching them to see what the hell is going on, especially like these guys have been in this town for how long, you know,
long time.
So, you know, that they're always fighting with the local cops. They are always doing stupid, crazy shit. Like even Ursula says later on, like, is it true all the, you know, crazy stuff you highway guys do? And so you know that these people that are around here have probably either been pulled over by them, seen them beating up on, you know, local cops, you know, been part of their shenanigans at some point in time or another. So they probably watch them to see what the hell is going to happen next.
It was a very good possibility, yes.
Like perhaps some spanking and some cuffing?
Mustache ride?
Who wants a mustache ride?
I do.
Yeah, honestly, kind of progressive. The swinger part of it, with it like not leaning, like none of them call him the F word.
Because they don't care.
I know, but this was 2001, dude. Well, everybody was fucking gay. You know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
sure.
Anything you did was fucking gay. Well, that's really gay, dude.
That's true.
Oh, you're being really faggy right now. Like that was like a common thing. So yeah. Everybody was super chill about it.
I don't remember saying things were faggy.
Oh, you didn't hang out in the right high school then.
He's from New York.
That's fair.
Probably said a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, 100%. You are completely correct.
Did you catch the police domestic violence joke in this, though? So one of the cops walks out of the bathroom and he's like, how come there's no TP? And Ursula's like, what about the piece stuck to your shoe? You know, and he's like, what about the piece stuck to my shoe? But anyways, afterwards he's like, well, if you were my wife, I'd take you down a peg or two. And it's like, a cop that's domestically violent? No way.
Shocker.
I think they even say something to that effect. Like, that's the other half of the joke there. It's something about his beating his wife or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're all terrible.
Yeah. So. 1-3-1-2. So when I got it right, Chuck. It was right.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're
right. when they're in the like after they get shut down or find out they're getting shut down, and he's like, "Oh, I'll believe that when my shit turns purple and smells like rainbow sherbet."
When he finds the weed and the
yeah,
talk about finding the weed in the Winnebago.
No. When the captain says it.
Yeah, it's because it's Foster telling the story about how he found the weed, how he had a hunch.
Yeah, well,
which
I say that.
I was just gonna say, why didn't he grab
a bag
more than like yeah? Which I said that to Emily. She's like, well, it needs to have. How does she say it? Like it needs to be in there for
them to connect it to the murder.
Yeah. But it's like, how though? Because I know they drove the Winnebago to the ceremony to prove it, but like they didn't take the Winnebago into the ceremony. They grabbed the bags out.
True.
So I don't know.
Yeah. But I say that all the time, like at work when my boss is like, yeah, everything should be ready and good to go. I'm like, oh, I'll believe that when my shit turns purple and smells like rainbow sherbet. Because, you know, it's funny.
I did. Is it that part where he says it and the captain's standing there and he looks at everybody and goes, is that what I sound like? And they're all just like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think that's later on. But,
yeah.
So,
I think Farva says it or something as like to the like captain.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when he turns and looks at everybody and goes, is that what I sound like? And
they're because that's when Farva's like cleaning out his locker because he's going to the other police department or whatever.
Yeah.
But speaking of Farva and speaking of the other police department, so when he goes in to the Dippisburger, I think is what it was called. Yeah. And, he orders his food, right? He orders a double bacon cheeseburger, right? Okay. The burger that he's eating is neither a double patty nor does it have bacon on it.
Might be very thin patties.
No, because he opens it up. He's like, does that look like spit to you? And when he holds it up, you can see the single burger and no bacon. And I thought that was pretty funny.
I mean, I would have fucked up his order, too.
Hey, Farv, what's the name of that restaurant you like to go to with all the goofy shit on the walls?
Shenanigans?
Oh!
I love that scene.
That's one of my favorite parts, just because it's hilarious. It's not even that they hate Farva, it's just that he is so unlikable that, like, that's the only way they can involve him in their shenanigans.
He's one of those guys that's... he's one of those guys that is just easy to pick on, and...
Well, it's not just easy to pick on, but it's that he is so far away from the pulse of what's going on, but he's trying to be that he makes an asshole of himself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And he thinks that he's cool while making an asshole of himself because he thinks that he is like above everybody else.
He doesn't work there anymore, but there was a guy like that that I used to work with. He was a complete dipshit, and he was a tryhard. We actually nicknamed him Cum Dumpster because he was just a fucking dipshit. So there was, before I started working out again, he was a scrawny guy. He challenged me to like a bench pressing contest, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So we went and worked out we went to the gym with a couple of friends who were working out. We put on a plate on both sides. He could barely get that.
That's only like 135 pounds.
It's 135 pounds. He can barely put that up. And
did it with one arm?
Because at that time I hadn't been in the gym in years. So I'm doing it, but it's like I'm struggling a little bit. And so he's like, well, let's go up. It's like,
all right.
You barely did 135. What the hell were you thinking? Okay, puts on 125s on each, so 155. He goes under there, can't even lift it. And I'm like, all right, I get like two or three in. Because at the time, again, haven't been in the gym in forever. I think now I can, I haven't done a bench press in forever, but because I do just like a bench press machine, which is just free weight, whatever.
Do you is it one where you can load the plates and then you push, or do you have the like the side plate?
The side plate. The this side plate.
Yeah.
It's Planet Fitness. So, so they don't do the free weights anymore.
That's stupid.
Which is, that's more like, I mean, I'm probably good because you don't have to have actual people spotting you, but also kind of like, but whatever.
Well, they did have that, didn't they have that alarm where if you like dropped your weights too much, you'd get,
they still
like,
do. I haven't heard the alarm go off. I kind of, every time I look at the alarm, I'm like, I want to purposely drop it just to see if it actually works, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm that kind of a guy, but I don't. But moral of the story is, dipshit, to this day, I haven't, he got fired because he was a complete idiot.
They didn't
hit him in management? I think he tried to, but he just, again, was a complete idiot. I actually, there was one day I floored him. Like, I actually put him on the ground because, I don't know, he said something and I punched him in the chest and dropped him. So that was kind of fun.
Allegedly.
No, I did it. I'll up to that. I don't give two shits.
Chuck, I'm proud of that high?
One. No, I'm just listening.
Did you get into some of that Johnny Chimpo stash?
I wish.
But no. Anyway, yeah. So he was a dumbass.
All right, let's hear some trivia, Joey. I'm interested in the kind of trivia that you find about.
Okay.
Super Troopers.
So, the couple that Farva says chicken fucker to are actually Kevin Farva's parents. they knew he was going to say something rude, but weren't prepared for the chicken fucker line.
That's great. Get him to say meow. I'll call the guy a chicken fucker.
In the syrup chugging scene in the diner, the first few takes were done with the actors drinking thick iced tea from syrup containers, but the iced tea didn't look realistic enough. Real syrup was brought in, and the actors then did several takes in which they actually chugged entire bottles of syrup. These are the takes you can see in the close-ups. However, some wide shots with the iced tea were kept in, and I actually did notice that. The one wide shot with Thorny, when it actually is going down pretty quick, you can kind of tell it was more liquidy than
That God, could you imagine chugging that much syrup?
Oh, dude,
no, that made my stomach hurt watching that.
Dive, that's gross.
yeah.
The bulletproof cup scene was shot outside a real life prison. While Steve, or Mac, stood there wearing just a cup, inmates were pressed against the fence yelling at him. I mean, the man was naked, so
Yeah. Imagine if we had, like, another, like, Brendan Lee situation from this movie during that scene.
I'm sure they were using blanks on that part, and they just used a real one.
To be fair, they thought so the other time.
Sure, you're not wrong.
More importantly, could you imagine if they weren't using blanks and he really got shot in the dick on one of those, in that cup? Like,
that, what about that guy? Hurt. Oh, that guy? Don't worry about that guy.
Good enough for me.
When the rabbit was stuffed in a locker covered in shaving cream, he was actually covered in menthol shaving cream. The crew didn't know that menthol burns skin if left on too long. After the scene, Eric was sent next door to the firehouse to get hosed off.
Oh, shit.
Yep. When Ursula hits Foster in the head with a snow cone, there is a setup to indicate that the snow cone is solid. A mid-scene switch was supposed to replace the hard snow cone with a softer one, but the switch didn't happen for several takes. Paul Foster took a solid block of ice to the head about nine times before they got it right. Which, yeah, like you see him take a bite and it's a solid block of ice. And then, yeah, like, yeah, he, yeah, it definitely sucks.
Something I will say about this that I really liked was that when people got hit or hurt or whatever, like they would still have like the bandages or the bruises or stuff, like in the next couple of scenes. Like after Ursula gets hit in the face with the ball, the baseball right there, the next time you see her when she's in the police thing, she's got like the red mark, the bruise, like where it hit her. Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they filmed it. I'm wondering if they filmed it start to finish.
I don't know.
Like
probably not, but.
Well, no, actually they didn't, because there is a scene here that they talk about with Brian Cox. Cause I think the first scene they filmed was the end scene on the porch. So they, yeah. So yeah, no, they're just actually consistent.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That's pretty awesome.
In the cat game scene, the word meow was said 11 times.
Yes, that is correct. Because he pretends like he only said it 10 times, and he's like, and he goes back there and goes, meow. But he'd already said it 10 times at that point in time. I actually noted that when Jess and I watched it the first time.
In the scene where the troopers are smoking marijuana while watching the Johnny Chimpo cartoon, the redness of their eyes was achieved by the makeup artist blowing menthol in their faces.
So it wasn't because they were smoking dope?
Correct.
I just thought they were actually high.
I mean, it would make sense, right?
Well, especially if you look at how glazed Thorny and Mac's eyes are in that scene. Like, mm-hmm. I just assumed that they were actually high.
Yeah. Let's see. The scene where Ramathorn is typing on the computer and saying enhance repeatedly is an homage to Harrison Ford and Blade Runner looking at Clue in a photo. When Farva is handcuffed to the toilet, it is a lime that is taped to his mouth. Okay, yada, yada, yada. Jim Gaffigan plays the motorist named Larry Johnson. During the cat game scene in 2009, Jim Gaffigan was on Law & Order as a murder suspect named Larry Johnson. I think that's just a fun little trivia. All right, so in the first maybe it
was
scene...
the same guy and he got pulled over, you know, while he was trying to flee.
Maybe that's it too. In the first scene that was filmed with Brian Cox, the scene on his porch where he is reading the letter from the governor, the letter was supposed to have the lines typed out on them. Broken Lizard didn't know that when they started the scene, so they typed the lines up quickly and gave it back to him. If you look closely, you can see some white out marks from what the letter originally said. And you actually, I actually did see that, and you can see the white out marks from the back. Let's see here. What else is there?
What are these? 8x8? Ours are 9x9.
No, when Farva says, I thought you said Bolarama, Mac was throwing him off on purpose, obviously. Bolarama is the bowling alley in The Simpsons. The bar of soap that O'Hagan bites into was made out of white chocolate. Brian Cox has diabetes and got very upset after biting into the bar. The crew then had to get a sugar-free version.
Oh, give me the goddamn soap.
Yeah. In the scene cuts during the award ceremony for the state police's drug bust, where Farva continuously vomits into a toilet, it was actually Kevin vomiting. This process can be seen in the outtake reel on the DVD.
It was at the end of this movie.
No, at the very end?
Yeah, it's like an end credit scene. There's an end credit scene where they have him throwing up one more time. Or something, and then he goes, "All right, we got it." And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, we got it, we got it. That's a wrap."
Okay,
like
I didn't say I didn't see that part.
Yeah, it's at the end of the credits.
Okay. After Rabbit is arrested for speeding,
it is violent.
Oh,
it, like dude. out of the context of the movie, like it, you know, like when he's just like when you're in the scene and stuff, you're like, "Ah, oh, that's really funny." Like when you just watch, like, "All right, ready, rolling." action, and he just leans over and it's just violently vomiting out of his mouth. And you're just like, oh, that's like real. Like, that's a real thing he's doing. That's gross.
After Rabbit is arrested for speeding in a stolen Porsche, the captain mentions the arrival of a Q-17 form, which means they have to inventory all of their equipment. He made a point that their balls were getting close to the bandsaw. In Super Troopers 2, Rabbit's balls get cut by a circular saw. So, just a little fun little connectivity, I guess. And yeah, that's really it on that, on the trivia. So, oh, my last note I have, though, is the truck that they stop. That was definitely not how you load the truck. There was no straps on any of those boxes. They, the those boxes would be everywhere.
Empty. Yeah, correct. That thing would have been everywhere.
I loaded enough boxes at Peyton's, or enough, you know, truckloads at Peyton's that that was not how you load the truck. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
So the last scene of the movie when they are pretending to be beer delivery guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have ever picked up a keg of beer before. Even when they're full, they're not that fucking heavy.
No, not for... But I'm assuming these two are both very not strong.
It doesn't matter. Between the two of them carrying it, like, I could probably carry a keg on one arm.
Yeah.
And between the two of them, that thing should have been, like, nothing. But they were acting like it weighed, like, 500 pounds or some shit.
We gotta go for the bit.
But also, it was pretty funny when, you know, they, when they, you know, say they're the police, they take their stuff off, and Rabbit still hasn't grown a mustache, and he pulls the fake mustache off.
Good times. But yeah.
Joey, what's our kill count?
That would be zero, unless you want to count the dead body that they found.
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, no. Nobody died.
Lost limbs.
How do you have a cop movie and not one person died?
Right.
Well, this is before ACAB, you know, so like.
And also, always bad.
Also, nobody that they pulled over was black.
That's true. There really wasn't a lot of white people in this movie, huh?
Yeah, I think Thorny's the only person of color.
Yeah,
only brown person.
It's brown magic.
They think I'm Mexican.
You're not Mexican.
Oh man!
All right. So bingo. We have government interference. We have I hero designs costume because Rabbit puts together his outfit that he wears to go joyriding in. So I'm counting it. Sure. We have ID reveal to enemy. When they pop out of the back of the thing, surprise, they're there. we have betrayal by friend. Because
do you really consider Barbara a friend?
I mean, no, but also like he was their teammate, so like, you know,
close enough.
But okay. Also, Foster does lie to Mac, which is a betrayal about how he gets into the thing. So. We have a villain monologue when
you're talking about he didn't lie when he about the car door getting broken, how he had to break the car door.
Yeah, he said it was some kids with wrenches.
Yeah, and he was sleeping in the job.
Anyway. We had a villain monologue when Grady is talking to Brian Cox's character, O'Hagan.
Yeah. Yep.
We have a reformed bad guy when Farva comes back over to their team at the end of the movie. We have product placement because there's obviously the cars. There was the snow cone.
Allegedly, the keg had a Budweiser sticker on it. I tried to look for it.
I couldn't see it,
but I'm sure there was something somewhere.
We had sexual innuendo. We had nudity. We had misogyny. We had fight for control of something, and we have a meme origin.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of memes that have made out of this.
Yeah, there are.
Also, we had two boobs, one butt, and one dong.
Yeah.
Full on. We can't say that it was hanging dong. because there was nothing hanging, but it was there.
Full on peen.
Spawn cave?
I mean, it still looks good. It's all practical effects. Yeah, I think it does kind of still feel weirdly dated. Like, this felt like a movie from 2001. Yeah. Just with, like, the cars and the technology of, like, the cell phone. Yeah. You know, their cell phones and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say 5 out of 500,000.
Sure. Yeah. Works for me.
Cool.
Not a Muppet?
Still holds up.
Okay, so my Not a Muppet is Brian Cox's character.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, because having him as like the only person there would be hilarious, especially at the end of the movie when he's beating the shit out of the Muppet Grady. It would be hilarious.
Yeah, him having to corral Muppets all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Chuck?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's good.
I mean, I know
I figured you were going to go with the other one, but...
Oh, Grady?
No, the lady who gets naked.
Oh, the German lady?
Yeah, because then she's having a four-way with three Muppets.
Okay, that actually would be kind of funny also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. All right.
I think like Ron, you know what I mean?
No, that's fair. No, again, that's
yeah, that works. Fair. I mean, sense. Look, but I was thinking about you, Chuck, and I know how you'd like to see those soft, velvety Muppet tits. So
that's true, I do. Rock hard '90s titties or soft, velvety Muppet tits. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Chris. You know what I mean?
All righty. So out of 10, Chuck, what do you give this movie?
All right. Is this a Super Troopers movie? Yeah. I don't know if it's a comic book movie, but it's definitely a Super Troopers movie. Look, I realized it wasn't until the scene where they're delousing Farva that I have never seen this movie not on TV at like 3 o'clock in the morning on Comedy Central. I don't remember seeing his penis at all in this movie.
It's powdered sugar. Yeah, the lice hate it. It's delicious.
Yeah. I don't remember any of the nudity in this, so I think I've only ever seen this on Comedy Central.
Oh, that's funny.
It's fun. Like, it's funny. It's fine. It is not... I don't know how to explain it. I guess I don't really hold comedies unless it really speaks to me. There are certain comedies that are definitely on my, like, favorite of all time. I just think I was a little too young when this came out, and then all the funny stuff was spoiled for me.
Sure.
So that's then, great. Like, when I went to go watch it, I already knew all the jokes, and I didn't get to experience it for myself. That being said, yeah, this is a classic. I think this is the best movie that they've ever made. I know, like, you really like, Joey really likes Club Dread. I remember seeing that in theaters and thinking it was fine. Like, it was good. I didn't really like Beer Fest. Beer Fest is fine. Again, it was like they were both perfectly fine movies.
Yeah.
But I think this was a lot funnier than the most. I do like Tacoma. I do like Tacoma FD. I do think it was good. I want to say 5.01. Slightly above average for me. It's a comedy, so it doesn't really hold up that much. But it was good. It was fine. It broke up the monotony of me watching the Conjuring movies.
Oh, is that you guys? What you guys are covering next?
No, he's doing
no,
that.
No, I'm just trying to get it done before the new one comes out.
Oh, gotcha. Which yeah.
I mean, by the time this episode comes out, it's already out, but for us watching,
I've only ever seen The Conjuring. I've never seen any of the other ones past that.
The other ones are good. Like, there's some good ones in there. Yeah.
I'm currently working my way through I'm up to Conjuring 2. So I'm watching them chronologically, which is interesting. I definitely like The Nun. The Nun has been the best of The Nun and The Nun 2 of, like, all the series. I made it to Conjuring 2 where The Nun has shown up. I'm struggling with this one because A, there's British people in it, and so objectively it's not nearly as good. And B, the nun, Ed Warren paints a portrait of her or something, and then she like is like behind it, and I was expecting her to like jump out of it, but instead she just runs holding the frame at Lorraine, and I don't think I've ever laughed so hard expecting a jump scare, and I got that instead. It was like the funniest thing I'd ever seen. It's just the nun running with a frame in her hands. It was very funny. So I'm working my way through those, but yeah, they're fine.
All right.
Anyway, 5.01. Yeah. Ron.
All right. I love this movie. Not only does it have a lot of nostalgia for me because like it was, I mean, I got to watch it fresh. I'd never even heard of it when we rented it. Zach, my friend at Star Video, was like, "Oh, you should watch this if you've never seen this before. It's great."
Oh, I forgot about Zach. I haven't seen Zach in forever.
Same. It's great. I quote from it on a regular basis. Like even this is the first time I've watched this movie in a couple years. And like, even then, like there are so many things that are just stupid quotable about this movie, and they fit into daily life on a regular basis, regardless of whether they should or not, they do.
Yeah.
And, I gave this a 9.05.
Dang.
Well, you know how I am with my movies that I really, really like.
That's true.
Yeah. You score them high.
They get high scores. Yeah. Joey.
So this one also was nostalgia for me. I watched it. I didn't see this one in theaters. Watched it on DVD. But it also, it's a fun movie. It holds up to my standards of comedy, but I also will say my standards of the comedy are kind of, I'm not gonna say subpar, but like lower than.
Joey has a very broad taste in comedy.
Yes, that's probably saying it nicely. Yeah,
he likes dick jokes. Joey likes dick jokes, and therefore, like this that's because he's dick
flexic. Yeah,
that's true. Dick flexic, yes.
Exactly. No, but this is, it's a great movie. I like the Broken Lizard troupe. Like these guys, I've seen almost all their stuff because of this movie. When I watch this one, I'll say I fell in love with their work, and like I've seen all their stuff. Yeah, I do like Club Dread. I like it for the horror element, like it's a horror movie or a thriller, if you want, a slasher movie, whatever you want to call it. But it still has a bunch of comedy elements in it because it's their comedy troupe with a horror genre.
Especially the Margaritaville like knockoff thing is hilarious.
It's Pina Coladaberg. Yeah,
or something like that. Anyway.
I mean, Bill Paxton, man.
Yeah.
Game over, man. So that being said though, like because comedies are one of those movies that it's hard to just, yes, it's a great movie, but like rating just a straight comedy, like you can't have just a perfect comedy. Like there's always, I'm not going to say that there's always going to be problems. I don't think there's ever going to be like a 10 out of 10 comedy, you know? Like, I don't think there's ever going to be a 10 out of 10 movie. I don't think I'm ever going to have a 10 out of 10 movie. You guys can quote me on that. You keep track of that. I know you're probably going to keep track of that.
Or we're going to forget as soon as we're done recording.
I like that too, because I'm... But either way, I'm giving this one a 7.83. Never forget.
I'll never forget. Okay. I'll hold you to the day you die.
That's fine. Hey, I said a 10. I can still have a 9.99. Not 10.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I only have one 10, so...
That's true.
So far.
So yeah, I gave a 7.83, which gives us a combined score of 7.3, technically 7.29666 repeating, but round up, so 7.3, which drops it in at number 39 out of 166 movies, just behind Judge Dredd and Stardust at a 7.31, and just above Doctor Strange and, well, Doctor Strange from 1978, Batman Mask of the Phantasm, Hellboy Sword of Storms, and Daredevil at a 7.25.
That's a pretty good spot for it.
That's not a bad spot for it. I'm not bad about those. It's
top 50.
Yeah.
Technically top 40, so.
Yeah,
Casey Kasem's top 40.
Nice.
Why am I on the show? Should give me a strike and ended this.
Too late.
And that's all right.
I was going to say,
anyway,
but we're,
hey,
we aren't even close to strikes right now. We got 0.25 strikes.
How the hell did we get this to go an hour?
Because like, we were talking about literally everything else but Super Troopers for a while.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know what I want to talk about? That is because at the end of the month, on a Sunday, Joey and I do a little show we like to call Getting Franchised. Hey, at time of release of this episode, the movie of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and Popeye the Slayer Man has been out for a while, and Ron was on that, and you should go listen to it.
I listened to that
because it's really good. Because it's really good and fun and enjoyable, and we liked one better than the other.
And again,
which means, yes,
Chuck missed boobs.
Yeah, I forgot. I don't ever remember the boobs, and I was really upset about it. Yeah, so that was pretty neat and cool. And then
in
Joey and I,
2 days,
up,
yeah, in 2 days, I believe House on Haunted Hills should be coming out.
Yeah, Joey's love for Vincent Price is unmatched when we review that. The 1959?
Yep.
1959 House on Haunted Hill is very... It's definitely a movie that Joey loves, that's for sure. And then the 1999 House on Haunted Hill, which is very much a 90s horror movie, of which I very much was a fan of. and our scores definitely reflected that.
Yeah, they did.
Check that out. Yeah, they did. So check that out in 2 days, because, hey, after that, we've got some shitters coming.
Oh, no.
Spoilers. we got a lot of shitters coming after that. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oof. Buddy. Goofy. Other than that, you can find my hobby stuff where I'm painting up miniatures of, I don't know.
You've been pretty active lately at time of recording.
I've been fucking busy, my guy. I went to Connecticut and I played with the boys. That was a lot of fun when I get to play with the boys. Yeah. We played a little game called Carnival, which is set in like Renaissance Italy, and it's fucking awesome. And it's like a bunch of different gangs and stuff, and there's Cthulhu monsters. It's a lot of fun.
How's that game that you're working on going?
Dude, I have to pretty much start over. The system doesn't work, and I gave up. And I was just like, this is like, I think I just need to like say that this was version one. And now we need to like essentially take the three or four elements that we liked and like start over because it just, the system was too broken. And the playtesters that playtested it said that it would be easier to start over with the elements that you like versus trying to continually keep fixing.
That's fair.
The things that aren't balancing. Yeah. Which I agree. But it kind of just like also took the wind out of my sails because I was like, I don't want to have to start this over again. So eventually I'll come back. Death of False Chivalry will at some point be done enough that people can play it, but we'll see. With that being said, you can find all that over at Kicked Out of the Hobby, Noe and Kicked. Ronald?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok and Blue Sky at Good at This Game. You can find my art on Instagram at Good Art This Game and on our t-shirts, which eventually I will make a new one. I have just been really slacking on that. But you can find our t-shirts on TeePublic.
So you should have like a 4 or 5.
See, I have to go back through my notes and find out where I wrote down what the ideas were.
Listening to the last Getting Franchised episode, I forgot that we wanted you to do the Snuggle Bear grating somebody with a rough towel. I busted out laughing in the middle of my gym session today with that, and I probably looked like a psychopath, but holy shit.
That was hilarious.
Funny. Oh my god, I forgot how funny that was. Wow. Forgot all about it too.
Good stuff.
Joey, where can they find you?
You guys can find the show over on all the social medias at Comic Book Rundown. You can email us comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Rate and review us on your podcast. You have a choice. If you do, we'll read an upcoming episode. Merch over at TeePublic. Getting Franchised last Sunday of the month. So in a couple days. We've got Comic Book Rundown tomorrow on the Saturday. Be talking about Booster Gold and Superman combination there. Also, and I don't know, so time of recording, this is a little peek behind the curtain, still unsure if I'm doing this or not. I just finished watching Kamen Rider Gav. That just finished up. Last episode just aired today. The new series Kamen Rider Zets starts up next week. And so I don't know if I want to start covering that because I'm a glutton for punishment and I just like making content.
What is that?
It's like a Power Rangers thing. It's a tokusatsu.
Gotcha.
It's basically,
is this the super campy one or is this the more serious one?
This the more serious.
Okay.
So Kamen Rider is more serious. I mean, the Super Sentai
is
serious-er.
But Kamen Rider also had the one where Ron thinks it's funny because the dead guy does the worm to like avoid the blasts. That was also
Is that Kamen Rider? I thought that was
that was Kamen Rider too.
Okay.
Very serious show.
Yeah.
Well, so Kamen Rider, they are blowing people up left and right. Like people are like straight up dying. Like they're killing them. So
it depends on the Kamen Rider that you get.
Yeah.
Much like Godzilla, every Kamen Rider is different and you love it for what it is.
Correct. I binged all of Gav over the last like 2 months and god damn, that show was amazing. So new series starts. And like I said, I don't know if I want to start covering it or not. So by the time this episode comes out, maybe I'm covering it on this show. Cause I feel like I could cover it for Comic Book Rundown and we could have more content because why the hell not?
Yeah. You watch that on Tubi?
No, I watched it online. Zocatch, ZA.
Oh.
What's it?
I think it's Tubi. Tubi has like a Tubi's bunch of the Kamen Rider stuff.
Tubi's got some stuff, yes, but like yeah. Gav is new. Like Gav was coming out literally like yesterday. Gotcha. Like it was airing like the most yesterday. Current season. Yeah. I was watching it like literally online. So,
you can watch the original first series on Tubi. I did. It was very good.
Dude. Yeah. Kamen Rider. Like I've been watching a lot of Japanese stuff. I've watched, I'm currently watching the number one Sentai Gojuzer, which is the current Super Sentai. For Ranger Alliance, that one is pretty awesome. I watched Takuger way back when. Well, last year. So I've seen multiple different ones. Like, they know what they're doing because they actually have story compared to, you know, Power Rangers.
Monster of the Week.
Yeah. So we got that going on. So maybe if you guys listen to this, maybe I started covering it. And I've got three episodes in by this point. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? I don't know. But other than that,
only time will tell.
Our song was done by Cam.
Now, Joey, what movie are we watching next week?
Oh, we trying to get done with this episode?
No, I just want to hear you say it. I want to see if you can.
My dyslexia doesn't kick in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're watching Starship Troopers next week.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I will have a special
enlistment guest ensures citizenship, baby.
Hell yes,
we've got somebody on with us that will I think be a lot of fun. She loves that movie, and gonna be great.
This is my second favorite movie of all time.
Ooh.
Oh, so it'll get like a 9.6 then.
Very possible. This was a movie that for a long time I would just put on if I wanted something on in the background, which is like kind of insane when Ron watches that. That's like kind of an insane statement. Ron's never seen this, excited about that.
Isn't this also a movie you went and saw at like a young age that you shouldn't have seen?
I saw this in theaters when I was in second grade.
Yeah.
Also keep that in the back of your brain.
Your mom let you go see it because she didn't know what it was.
Yeah. She didn't know what it was. And there was a kid's cartoon called Roughneck Starship Troopers that I was obsessed with. And my mom thought it was like, oh, so it's a kid's thing because they have a cartoon for it. And like one of her friends was at the mall and they were like, Marilyn, you let Charlie go see that? It's a rated R movie. And so then my mom like bought a ticket and came in and sat down with me and covered my eyes during all of the nudity, but I was able to see through her fingers. And it was like the first time I'd ever seen a fully naked woman. And I remember the guys hanging dong in this movie, but every time I've gone back and rewatched it, they don't show it. So unless I saw a different cut of it, I don't know.
Yeah, because I never remember like full on dong.
I swear in the original release of this, in the co-ed shower scene, everybody's bits are out. And it was like the first time I'd ever seen a grown man's penis.
Because I remember seeing butts, so maybe. I don't know.
But I've watched it within the last couple years, and there's no penis. There's no penis, Ron.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
Very upset about it because I remember just the biggest schlong I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, that's the zombie movie that came out recently.
Oh yeah, 28 years later. Yeah, yeah, that was absurd. That was awesome. good movie.
Wow,
good movie. All right, so it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good week for us.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I haven't
watched this movie in a while.
Cool, cool.
I feel like I should find somebody to watch it with me so I can make fun of it with them. I think I would enjoy it a lot more because there's a lot to make fun
of. That's a good point. I mean, it is usually better to watch movies with someone.
Yeah. I need friends. You know who has friends?
Who?
Scooby-Doo.